lot of interesting gemaras tonight, both in the Dharm and in Nazir. We're on Daf Lamed Tet from an hour, 77. Halacha Ches. Hamudana Michatano, somebody who took an oath and he doesn't want to provide any benefit. You know, I want to tell you something. I've learned something this afternoon which I never knew before, which is obviously the gross stupidity on my part. But nevertheless, I'm going to share it with you today. Oh, it's not recording. I didn't get comments. Oh, it is recording, but just not the professor. But in any event, gross opinion on my part, which is that about the gross opinion on my part about the nether. I was saying the same thing the afternoon here, that when we say, you know, that, well, I'm going to get stuck a bli nether, that's wrong. Because it should be b'li shvua. Because it's a shvua to take... What? That's a right. To get stuck is a shvua, not a neder. But I was wrong. I was wrong. Not only am I wrong, it's wrong from explicit pasuk in Chumash. Because when Yaakov Avinu went, he said to Charon, he said, it says, Vaidar Yaakov neder lemor. In the yellow kimi modi, then everything, if God will be with me, then everything I give, aser asrenu lach. So from this we see that a nether includes a shvua. In other words, the concept of nether is generic and includes both shvuas and nedarim. There's also, they're being arrived from Tehillim Kuf Lamed Beis. To Kuf Lamed Beis, David HaMelech makes a shvua there. He's not going to go to sleep on a bed until he finds the site of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says he's taking a net. He's saying, "I'm taking a shvuah neder labir Yaakov," or something like that. And that means that even though it's a shvuah that he's not going to sleep, it falls under the rubric of neder, harking back to Yaakov's neder in Breishis. So therefore, in fact, it is correct when we say, "I don't want to go." Let's say I say, "Tomorrow I'm going to go to the store, bli neder." So one would think that one should say bli shvuah, right? But in reality, bli neder also includes Shvuah. It's a generic term which includes the totality of all the cumin one accepts upon oneself. So actually, it was my ignorance of that principle, which actually one can throw through Nedarim and Shvuas a couple of times and not know that in fact Nether is a larger term for both elements of the issue. So that doesn't make that point? Well, now you have it. So in any event, so that's important to know that Nether includes both Nether and Shvuah. Somebody took an oath not to derive benefit from his son-in-law, but he thought his son-in-law is a stinker. Nevertheless, he likes his daughter, so therefore he wants to give his daughter money. Omer lo, he says, Harei Amos in the Sunni Lach Matara, this money is given to you as a gift, as long as your husband, the lowlife, has no authority over him. And Lamash Ad no says from Osiris Lepich, only what you take from me, and you put into your own mouth. In other words, nothing to go to that jerk. Tani, v'lo lech. There's a bright, however, it says, he also has to say, you don't even have a portion in it. Not only does your husband not have a portion, but even you. You can eat it, but you have no ownership over it. We've discussed this occasion in the past about when you eat at somebody's house, you actually own the food which you eat there. So obviously you see here clearly that that you don't actually own food which you eat necessarily until it actually enters your mouth, right? And that's what you say. Therefore, that's what you say to her. And who's the Tan who said this? Omar Rebbe, Omar Rav maybe. Omar Rav Mantan of the Low Lech. Who's the one who says you have to say, and not to you either? Rabbi Meir. It's going to be Meir. The Meir of Yad Evik Rav Rabbo, Yad Meir says the hand of a slave is like the hand of his master. So that's why Nesha Omar V'lo Lech, that's why it only works if he says, and not to you as well. If he doesn't say not to you as well, Zocha Yisha, if the woman gets authority over it, Zocha Ba'lo, her husband, gets authority as well. So therefore he has to say also not only to him, but also not to you. In other words, in order to prevent the wolf, the woman getting possession, and therefore by association, her husband getting possession as well. Halachas, the neder amana grusha, the neder taken by an amana or a grusha the widow or divorcee, call her Shrosrol Napshor Yokum, will wear everything she prohibits upon her soul will be sustained upon her. Kate so umbrev, she said, okay, and it is zero lacher shloshim yom. Said, right now she's a divorcee or widow. She doesn't want to become a nazir 30 days hence. Even though she got married within those 30 days, her new husband, 30 days later, within the next 30 days, cannot be made for the nether because she waited before she got married. Vice versa. The other issue is about if she took the nether while she was still under the authority of her husband. Made for long, and he was made for. Such as Amar Reini Nazir Lachar Shloshim Yom, she said when Nazir after 30 days, and he was made for, and then he died or divorced her. Avol Bishin Yisam Lo Nisar Nisgar Shloshim Yom. Even though she got rid of divorce within the 30 days, Arei Zemufer the Nether is nullified. Nazir Bobayom Nisgar Shabobayom. Now, what if she took a nether on that day and was divorced on that day? The exilium was taken back on the same day by the same husband the second time. He really doesn't know what he's doing. And the Yochel affair is too late. He lost the chance to be made for Zakar, because this is the general principle. Kiyol Shriyot Solushus Atma Shrachas. Anytime she went into her own authority for even a moment, and the Yochel affair can't be made for. Now, that's only, we said early in the Masechta, if she's in a Suah, not if she's in a Rusa. Because she's in a Rusa, she goes back to her father. And since she goes back to her father, so then, it's the father carries her through from one husband to the other husband, the next husband, even if it's a different husband. And we said even if she marries 100 husbands the same day, married, divorced, married, divorced, married, divorced, the fact that she is a father and she's an Arusa carries her through to whatever husband is last in the line, he too can be made from the nether. She took 100 husbands and 100 minutes earlier. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Hada, he, now this Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva in the following machlokas. The following machlokas we had last week. Rabbi Shmuel Meir Acher and Neder Shmuel says that you go after when the neder takes effect. Rabbi Akiva Meir Acher is you go after when the neder is stated, when you took upon the iser upon yourself. So our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, because our Mishnah says that if you took the neder while you were single, even though the nether was going to take effect when you get married, he can't be made for. And vice versa, it said if you took the nether when you're married, even though it's going to take effect after you're already single, the husband can be made for. So that's going like Rabbi Akiva, who says you go after the statement, not after when the nether takes effect. Hoya nether v'isr kachas. What about if the nether and isr came simultaneously? Now that doesn't mean necessarily simultaneously. What case are we talking about? Amr, she said, I'm going to be a nazir after 30 days. Her husband was not made for her. She divorced her. And Zira, and here it says, but it doesn't really mean within those 30 days, but around the same day. He divorced her and took her back the same day. This is the machlokus of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, of Neder Kiva Yisr Kachas. Now, it's not like Chomrei Ibn Moshe, they have different Shah, they have explained the Gilin of Ephraim, Shai, Teretz, Eretz Yisrael, that it's the same Achlokas. In other words, Bo Bayom, he took her back. So if you go after Shasa Yisr, after the time she took the Neder, so like Rabbi Akiva, right, so then it's a worthy water on the bridge because there was a divorce in the middle. Even though Neder's not going to take effect until another 15 days, let's say, but once you divorced, that was it. But if you go like Rabbi Shmuel goes after the time of the chalos of the nether, the time of the nether takes effect. So Lamaisa, even though he divorced her, but he still should have those 24 hours. Because the 24 hours goes at, the 24 hours is linked to the nether's effective date. It's not linked to the day the nether was taken. It's an interesting perspective. I mean, you think the 24 hours is 24 hours. But the Gemara is tying it in, whether Rabbi Kibra Shmuel, it's linking it either to the onset date, in which case, since the answer date plus this day plus this marriage have terminated, even though you renew the marriage, it's too late. But according to Shmuel, it's linked to the affected date. And therefore, even though you terminate the marriage, since the effective date has not yet come about, and it's linked to the effective date, so therefore, if you take her back the same day, you're still able to be made for the nether.
Does he get a fresh 24 hours?
No. Even when I was small, the clock freezes. But it doesn't freeze. The clock just... It's like a timeout. So I'm not using this in your honor. It's like a timeout in football, not a timeout in hockey. Right? In hockey, when you have face off the penalty, the clock stops, right? In penalty, the clock seeps. In football, the clock... Only lasts 2 minutes, right? So you didn't even know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Huh? What's Gott schaß auf gelernt, wenn er weiß nicht mehr in Hockey und Football, wie soll er? No, it's always been like that. Hockey, by face off, the clock stops, by football, threw it down, it continues until the clock sleep keeps ticking.
How do you know what you say?
No, I meant the time. I meant the time. Yeah.
How do you know what we say? Right. That means after the when the nether.
Right. I only know it because the Mefarshim say it. It's muchach from the. At first, I thought differently also, but if from the way the Mefarshim explained it here, that's how I know it. You're right. I don't know. But the mics of the Bible is the same machlokas, and there it's more explicit. That's in fact what they hold. Teisha Naros. We have to break in a minute for Marv because they're having Marv early tonight because they're having a bonfire. So we're not going to the bonfire late. You're welcome to go later on, but we have to finish first what we have to finish. Teisha Naros Nijan Kayami. The nine girls who their Nedarim take effect. They're bound in Nedarim. Now, truth is, it's more to say they're only going to be two or three. But the Mishnah's having fun. Okay? Bogeres Viyasoima. A girl who's a Bogeres, whose father already married her off. That's double kill. First of all, she's Bogeres, over 12 and a half. Besides that, her father married her off once, right? She's widowed already, or divorced from Nisuin. But her father married her off. So those are two of the girls already. Bogeres, Viyasoima. Nara Bogeres, a girl who was the Nara when she was married, then became Bogeres, Viyasoima, then became Viyasoima afterwards. Nara Shalobagra, a girl who was not a Bogeres, but Yusoima here, I should make it clear, doesn't mean an orphan. It means that she was married fully off Nisuin, and then her husband died, so that's called Yusoima B'chaye Ob. The father loses rights. Now we have Bogeres Umesavia, her father Taka died. Nara Shlobogar, girl was not yet a Bogeres Umesavia, her father died. Nara Bogeres, she wasn't Nara, then she became a Bogeres Umesavia, her father died. Nara Shemesavia, a girl whose father died, Mishemesavia Bogar, and after father that she became Bogeres. Bogeres, she's a Bogeres Vavia Kayom, even though her husband is alive. Nara Bogeres, a girl who was a Nara, then became Bogeres Vavia Kayom, and her husband is still alive. Ravina Me'ava Macy's Bito Ketana, even marry off her daughter when she's a minor. Nisalmala Nisgarsha, and then she got widowed or divorced. The Chazarat Lo, and she came back to him. Adai Hi Nara, she's still considered to be a Nara. Now, this is Nara means she's still Osir. Nara here means she's Osir. She cannot be, she cannot have her father be made for an adorer. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, Shtaime, there are two. Lamet Hiyatesha, there are only really two. She's too old, but she's no longer under her husband's authority. So why does it say nine? Rishulukhadis HaTamidim, to make the Talmidim sharper. In other words, they should come with all possible convolutions and possible cases. Rabbi Shlomo is the third one, because he separately enumerated a girl who was married as a katana, then became an adult, but really it's the same case, the same idea. Okay, we'll stop here temporarily and we'll pick up after tomorrow. A nether that I'm not going to have any anoah from your father, or from my father, from your father, if I do anything for you, which of course she's required to do for him, but she takes the nether not to have any anoah from the father or father-in-law if she does anything for him, and vice versa, so any nether is called, I'm not going to write any better for him for you, if I do anything for father or father-in-law, how raise the offer there, this should be valid grounds for Afora. Tani Rav Nosim a lawyer for Tzakshim Machlokas. Nosim says you can't be made for Chomer Mir Yofir. Now, in fact, according to Rav Nosim, it makes sense. Why not be made? Why can't be made for? Because it's not Bein Olu Bein Non. It's not Inu Nefesh. right? She's not going to suffer through, as a result of this. She gets everything she needs from her husband. And it's also not benul benul because it has to do with her relationship with her father-in-law. So says the Gemara, Takami, Bnei Ma'o Mefer, according to Rabbana, why can we Mefer? Say because of his inner nefesh, meaning it's mine should be no lebeno. Inner nefesh is no such thing as his inner nefesh. It said that earlier in the Masechta, rather means it's his beno lebeno business, meaning that he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed because, you know, for him to have bad relations with his strained relations with father and father, well, it looks bad for him. So that's beno lebeno. Rabbi Zira Omer, Hila Tarven Amrin, let's say they need her inner nefesh shalom because of her inner nefesh, because it's difficult to live if you are barred from deriving benefit from your father or father-in-law. From somebody else, it really doesn't matter, but father and father-in-law, it's close family, that would be a problem. Okay? So that would be the inner nefesh. Halachit Beis. Barishani Amrin, originally they said, Shalosh Noshim Yotos Fenoglos Tzuvah. The three women who get divorced and get their ksuva because we believe the complaints which they are lodging against their husband. Not the complaint against their husband, but we believe their story enough that they have to get divorced. Omer Tzmei Loch, a woman who says that she's forbidden on her husband. Now it's interesting why she should get a ksuva. You know, I didn't even think about this actually. You have to come on to the same Moshe Korban Eda, but I think she obviously she says I was Mizana, also too, there's no reason for her to get a tzuba, right? So Bnei Moshe Korban Eda say that so from the base of the Babli, so back then she's the wife of a Kohen. So then she says she was raped and she's still forbidden to her husband. Because otherwise why should she get her tzuba? You know, she herself brought it upon herself. The heaven should testify between me and you. Now, according to the Ushami, it sounds like it just means they're not having relations. They're not living together as husband and wife. But the Babli says, actually, and the Mephoshim that down there, that she claims he's impotent. You can't have relations. And a woman who takes a nether, this is why this brought down here. Sorry, we short-circuited a little bit of Marv. When the two enemy Yehudim, a woman who says, that I am barred from having benefit from any Jews. So such a nether, we let her go because obviously she no longer wants to have any relations with any Jews. She wants to become basically a nun. So look, she's that inhibited. So we got to let her go. Excuse me. Obviously, she can't be married. You know, it's not. She has some psychological problem. We're assuming that, you know, some issue which is causes her to simply not be able to cope. Chazulayma, they said, you know what? It's all bunch of baloney. Shlotehisha no senesena ba'acher makalkelas avala. We don't want this to happen because we believe the woman just fell in love with somebody else and wants to ruin it for her husband. So therefore, tough on her. Omer Smeani Law. If she can't, she claims she was forbidden her husband. Tavi Lyle, let her bring proof about this. She claims that her husband's impotent. Now again, that's according to the Bible. According to Ushami, it seems just they're not having relations. We can ask the husband to give a gift, but we don't compel to give a gift. Well, the two enemy Yehudim, she says she wants to be barred from all Jews. You have a chalko mishamashto. He can be maker his portion, which is of course b'nei shebeinu lebeinu. Now, mishamashto, she has relations with him. Who say to me, Yehudim, if she ever gets divorced, so she can't have relations with any Jews. Now it says if she doesn't bring proof, then even though she says I'm tamei, she can actually continue to have relations with her husband. Which is an amazing concept, right? So Amar Rabbi Hilo, Rabbi Hilo said, Lo mistabra, doesn't make sense to say that. So if he's a Talmud Chacham, he's got to be afraid. Maybe his wife is taka asur on him. right? If a wife comes to her husband and says, here I was mezana. So so then the pashtus says, you don't, according to strictly, you don't have to believe her, but, you know, your chaver, they should be a little bit afraid that maybe she's telling the truth. Of course, women usually don't tell the truth, but maybe theoretically it's possible. Okay, that's just what we're saying. Bimei HaKohen, she has sulach of the also if she's if he was a Kohen, he should be conscious that his wife is forbidden out the truma. As of the kumet Rabbi Chanina chabredi Rabbi Chavin Rabbanon, a case of such a woman who came said to me, and he came in front of Rabbi Chanina, the friend of the rabbis, he allowed her to eat truma. Again, according to the strict letter of the law, the Chachamim say we disregard what she says because if Shemaynei knows the Bacher, maybe she's looking to marry somebody else. Amr Rabbi Chagai, Chagai said, "Ana yo, it says Abba, but it should probably be according to most of the forest, Bnei Moshe, Ana. Ana yo, the race of a Sefer. I know that that the two different stories with two different psaki. What's one psaki? Istaritius, but Nichlasulir. Once a band of bandits, I guess, entered the city. Ubas Yishabam, and a woman came and said, Istaristios, one of the bandits, Kani, embraced me, betul Shikhvaser ben Birkai, and discharged Shikhvaser between my knees. Now, I initially thought that what it means is that the reason why it's matir to eat truma is because the bia was shaloka, that it didn't actually have bia. It was between her knees, not between, you know, not boso mokum, not in the right place. But that's not the pshat. The pshat is, she said it as a euphemism. She meant we talk at bia. And it was matir based on our Mishnah, which says that we don't believe her. Okay? Even though the even though there wasn't hysteristis in the city, when she comes and says she was talking, we don't believe her about that. Okay? So therefore, you continue to allow her to eat truma. Okay? No. That's okay. That is. She was Israeli, so her husband was a Kohen.
No, I mean, to maintain the marriage.
Oh, no. We don't believe her, even vis-a-vis her husband. Maintain the marriage, absolutely. Cheating on him. Shaveh Nafshe?
Yeah.
We break or Shaveh Nafshe? That's the Kiddush of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a murder dick of Kiddush. Since we say that she's probably trying to enan us Nabaach, and we break her Shaveh Nafshe, we compel her to have a relation. She's Meshubah, and we compel her. What principle? She's Meshubah to him. That's what she was in marriage. Shavi and Abdi only believe where it's not. It's like Hodas Baldin, it's only believe where it's not. Chav Lachrine. Where it's not at other people's expense, right? Hodas Baldin, if I say I owe you $100, so I'm believed. But if I'm waiting, you owe me $100. I'm not believed, because that's Chav Lachrini, right? Yeah, but okay, according to the choice, Upaya says that that's the reason for Shavi and Ashi. It works the same way. Just like Odas Baldin doesn't work by Chav Lachrini, so too Shavi and Ashi won't work by Chav Lachrini. Your question, according to the Mariv and Leib, who says it works because of a nether. So obviously here, Chachomi are like Matir or Nether, something like that, some moments like that. It's true she took a nether. But a nether with a Pesach is not a nether. They say, we got a Pesach on your nether. Your nether is that you had relations, your Tamei. The Pesach is you're doing it because they didn't know something about it. Some lumbis like that. Okay? So that's one Maisa. On the other hand, another Maisa, Asu Zokomi Kumi Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Tavli. A story came from Yitzhak Bar Tavli, Bishach HaShamara. A woman said, Habim Shuli, my animal keeper, not my animal, my animal keeper, Pitani seduced me. Amar Loi said to her, "Ain't I be a mosser? What do you think? Your animal keeper doesn't make you osser?" Cautious he was a goy, and nevertheless, if you have relations with a goy, intentionally to ask you to her husband, Vasarani forbade her. Now, why? In the latter case, you say he forbade her. In the former case, you said he permitted her. It's a contradiction. There's not a contradiction. A very cool svar that Gemara is mechalik. I don't think the Bible has it. The Bible doesn't have this. Taman bas losar atzmo. Here, in the first case, where she says, I had relations with a bandit, she can't ask for herself. So Yitiro, we say baloney. You want to marry somebody else, that's where you're matir to go against her. Brahma, but here, where she said the guy seduced me, why did she bring down that the guy seduced me? Why did she say that? It must be she thought what? No, well, something like that. It must be that she thought that that would make her muteris. She wanted to say, I wasn't, you know, with full intent. Right? The guy seduced me to do it. Of course, had I thought about it, I would not have wanted to go against my husband. So there, but she's trying to explain herself. What? What? Right, also thought the guy's a guy, so there should be Mutaris. So there, she's trying to explain. That's true, they're both going. But in any event, since she was trying to be matrix, so therefore, Asara, he forbade her. As he meant to say, in my case, and so we say the exact opposite. If a woman comes to try and ask herself, we say she's muteris because of Enero Sabachin. If a woman comes to ask herself, mutmat herself, we say if a woman comes to ask herself, she say muteris. If a woman comes to mat herself, we say she's asura. Right. Right. I don't know exactly why Pete, right, she should have said that. But obviously she didn't understand, right? So therefore she said, but she wasn't that halakhically knowledgeable. She thought pitui works. So she figured, as long as I was seduced, so it's not exactly right, she didn't live in the sakta. Okay, anyway. Shomai bin Yilmanecho. What is the connotation of the heavens between me and you? Kamara Shmaya Rechiku min Ara, just like the heavens are distant from the earth. Kaintei Tahai Itasa Rechiku min Algarva, so to this woman should be distant from this man. Yasu Derech Bakosha, what's Derech Bakosha? So it sounds to the Rishami that he's not impotent. Because Amar Abuna says, Yasu Su'uda, they'll make a big meal, and Mishragan will throw Derech Su'uda, and at the end of the meal they'll have relations. So it sounds like he's not really impotent from the Rishami. It sounds like, you know, that we can rectify the situation, we try and make sure and buy something. A mood, that's right. Romantic meal, right. Okay. Says a tiny kolueni mucho. What if a woman says, "I am imprisoned away from you"? Pressure I'm separated away from you. Rabbi Yemi Aboy, but all these are kim similar to the last case in the Mishnah, the two anim in Yehudi. Rabbi Yemi Aboy, lamelo tnina natul. Why do we say natul? I'm Rabbi Yosi tnius and so because we're at the end of the Mishnah, right? The two anim in Yehudi, min Yehudi. Now we said, according to the Takanos Chachamim, she's made for his portion and has relations with her. Nis Garsha, what if she gets divorced? Tell the Tidbak by Rafiim. Better go and live among the Palestinians. She doesn't want the Jews, she obviously wants the Palestinians. Okay, it's kind of a disparaging remark. Tani. Aisha Shamra, Nazir Benazir. A woman who took a nether to be a Nazir. Bishama Bala, her husband was not made for her. This is more or less in the Bible as well. Rabbi Yehuda say, who knows in its mentioned since he was a mefer, he put his finger between her teeth. And therefore, if he divorces her, it's got to give her a ksuba, because it's his fault. Shekane Botsula, if he wanted to, he could have been mefer. So therefore, Omer, if he goes down and says, Yim Shaytay Nazir, I can't live with a wife who's a Nazir, you have to be taking ksuba, it's got to give a ksuba nonetheless. Rabbi Yisrael Shimon would say, he knows that, so she said, I know she shouldn't have taken the nether. It's her fault. She came out to lock in Mukha because she knew it's at the husband's discretion whether the sign to be made for her to be making. Oh, Shahamra, Yisrael Shimon knows here. So any time she did that, or she said, perhaps I want to be in the zero, Tate says she'll have a ksuba, so she leaves without her ksuba. Why is that? Because, again, it's her fault that you took her chances of taking nether of Nazir. Okay? Now, this is all conditional Rishoina. That if she takes a nether being a nether and being a Nazir, and he can't tolerate Nazir, so we believe everybody's on the up and up. But like the Mishnah Achorna, which says, Enan Oslam Ba'achir, right, that maybe she's setting it up in order to get out of the marriage, so how do we learn it that way? So it says more, so the first one says, Commission Rishoina. The low K, says more, what do you mean? Obvious. If not, Amrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, if not, what would Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say? Obviously, isn't that obvious? But it says more no. But people can't add Mishnah Rishon Achroina. It can ain't like Mishnah Rishon Achroina. Hi, maybe it's a setup on her part. Yeah, but in this case, it takes two to set up. We've named Ma'ino Mefer. Well, why did he Mefer for her? Well, it's even according to Mishnah Achroina. It's not really completely her fault, because he could have been Mefer. Right? So therefore, if she takes a nether of Nazir, so according to Mishnah Achroina, even according to Mishnah Achroina, we say, Ne'er Nosna Ba'acher, in this case, we can't say it's just a plain Ne'er Nosna Ba'acher, because it wasn't her room. It wasn't her, in her capacity to completely forbid herself without her husband's tacit agreement. So therefore, in fact, we would have might work out like Mishnah Achroina, that we say it's not her fault, and therefore, yes, give her a ksuba if he wants to divorce her. Okay? Rabbi Yosef Rishimun can Mishnah Achroina. So remember, on the other hand, Rabbi Yosef Rishimun who say that she does get a ksuba, it seems to be like Mishnah Achroina. Because like Mishnah Achroina, we say that she was setting herself up, and therefore we suspect that there's something rotten going on here. But according to Mishnah Rishon, we should not penalize her. So, okay, and we should give her a ksuba. Says more now. If you take Mishnah Rishon, can you go to Mishnah Rishon? Here it's different, because by a woman who says something is wrong, we believe her. But here, she doesn't say something is wrong. She's taking a nether. Why did she have to take a nether? We made my nether. So therefore, it's possible. Even according to Mishnah Rishon, Rabbi Yisrael Rishon would say it's her fault that this is happening, because she shouldn't have instigated a problem on her own by making a nether, so therefore she loses her ksuva if she wants to get a divorce. Okay? Hachalach Masechta Nedarim, Hadrachalach. I won't spare you the full version of the Siyum because it's late.
So, this is the wording at the end of Rikwa Khan decided the Rish
Bahadi. Khan? The Nine? Yeah, it's the way they spelled the end of Yushami. Yeah, but usually spelled it out. But Yushami, Sunday he spelled that nine. Sunday spelled just kaf nun. Then they don't say most of it. But let's say this is, I don't appreciate this, because I'm like that person who thinks the diamond is just another stone. And this is very expensive. Sit on all the stacks. I don't think it's going Neither do I. But you see the connoisseur.
I'm not a connoisseur.
1982. Sharp.
Thank you.
We're behind the queue, so I wouldn't know that. But yeah. Okay. From the frying pan into the fire. Masechta Nazir. Kokanan is zeros. The first one is very good. Kokanan is zeros. Kina zeros. Any kinui, any appellation, which is a euphemism in Naziris, is like Naziris itself. The thing is, there's a chesurim mechzer, and you should probably use a chesurim mechzer. I don't think we've ever seen a chesurim mechzer in the Yerushalmi, but it's as if it's a chesurim mechzer, because immediately the Mishnah goes into an example not of kinuim, but of yodos. The difference between kinui and yod is that kinui is a euphemism. Now, the words I raise in those the Kormenator actually takes out. The Ribaz makes such a timis out of those words, but we're not going to get into the Ribaz, because I'm not going to learn like him. Oh, I hate no bet. So they want to be handsome. Yerushalmi probably asked, how come maybe he met Noah, who said he wants to have a nice hair, no, haircut. Who says he wants to grow his hair, but all right, that's the way we explain it. Omer, hey, no bet. Nazir, which of course is the actual term, or kinuim or nazik, naziach, poziach, I raise the nazir. Harini kozeh, I want to be like this. Now, Shiloh, what's he referring to when he says kozeh? Harini misaseh, I want to comb my hair. Harini machakel, I want to enhance my hair. Harini shiloh shalach perah, I want to grow my hair wild. I raise the nazir. He raises the nazir. Harel is important. He says, I want to bring birds. And the Zerim bring birds. And the man knows her, man says, he knows her, calling him, he knows her, he's not a knows her. Okay. You're asking very good. Give me a couple of minutes. See, it says, Ishki dor nether, a man who takes a nether. Matam loma nether. Why does the scripture say Ishki dor? Why say nether? And because it's an extra word, because shekinui nedarim, a euphemism for nedar is kinedarim. Oli shabbat shvua, it says Oli shabbat shvua, matom lomer shvua, could just say Oli shabbat, why say Oli shabbat shvua? And because shekinui shvua, here we go, the euphemism for shvua is like a shrua shvua. Geros roshar the nedarim kanmesa, adamati achkach tani reishmo. That means, bring down here, it's actually directions from the Sefer. He was too lazy to write over the entire sugya. So he writes here, relearn over here the beginning of Nedarim, the entire first halacha, until you come to the words Ashkach Tani Rabbi Shmuel. And I won't do that with you. But there at the beginning of Nedarim, you have a whole discussion. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva holds, we dash in double Lashonis in Torah. Rabbi Shmuel holds, whenever you have double Lashonis in Torah, we say Dibur Torah Kavosh Bnei Adam. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, how we know the Kinui and the Zeros and Kinui Shmuel are like Nedarim and Shmuel. And there the Gemara discussed it, and he got too lazy to write it, and we are certainly too lazy to learn it. Okay. That's a puzzle. We learned that a person could bring, make a Naziris within a Naziris, meaning a person said, Harani Nazir, then he said Harani Nazir again on the same day. So he has to keep successive with the Naziris. One is not including the other, it's successive. Tani, we learned, Kol Kinui Naziris, Kinaziris, and also Yodas and Naziris are like Naziris. Velokin Alain, and we get flock. Hava Gavdar Abiyokama, Elokin Mel Yisoros. Even the Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't get Malkus on an Isor. You don't get Malkus on a nether. In other words, if you took a nether, let's say you took a nether that the hamburger is also on you. And you have the hamburger, you don't get flogged for it. God owes apple, but you don't get flogged. So, nevertheless, Modahu Achashu like it. Here, Rabbi Yochanan concedes that by Nazirus you are like it. Especially halacha by Nazir. I forget what exactly. I don't remember what the lav is, but the lav in Naziris you do get malchus on. Avogadro Rabbi Shimon Omer Eina may be carbon. Rabbi Shimon said, if you transgress a net, you don't bring carbon. Mo the huacha the Nazir transgresses. This is Naziris, of course. The same idea. Shu loike
you get malchus. Afa gad Ravina my suffix nazirus mutar. And even though Ravina says normally suffix nazirus is mutar, we don't know if a guy doesn't know if it's a nazir or not, it's mutar. Modu racha, you can see that by a kinoi nazirus, right? If you're talking to the nazirus by yourself by kinoi, it's not a suffix, it's a body nazirus, and you do get malchus. Mana came, what are you talking about? Im bimiskavim lizar. Now this doctor tells question really. Im miskavim lizar, what are you talking about? If he had a mind to become a nazir, I feel a marsha ask your pass. Even if he said, when I say the word bread, bread means nazirus. I said a mishugas, right? A mishugas, he said bread by me means nazir. If I say the word bread, it's a code word for nazir. So I ain't nazir. Ask your pass, I ain't nazir. Says when I mention the word bread, I'll become a nazir. Nazir! So that makes him a nazir. In the shade of Miskabin Nazir, and if he doesn't, that might be a nazir. I'm sure it's in his ears, BP. And he said that rainy nazir. When I say, you know, I'm teaching the Masechta, I say rainy nazir, because they don't mean to be a nazir, right? It means the meaningless, because I have no kavanah to be a nazir, right? So therefore, even if you say the word nazir, it's slowly a nazir, it's not nazirus, right? So ask him. Why don't we ask him what he meant? Which, of course, eliminated, as we said in the past, most of Shas. So says more, Gemara continues the question. Abraham says, is this being for a nausea? Kachim are here, but clear of a Torah. Somebody's learning Torah. Means you're nausea. And he mentions the word nausea. Is he, it says you're nausea. But to me, is he a nausea? So says more, and a kenakim. We'll tell you about this classic answer. Kenakim, what it's talking about. Boimer, echo, because Shurna Salon Nazardi. I said, a guy comes, he says, Badafki, he's an idiot, says, I said one of these quacko lishonos, right? In Tevis Echad Man Nazirus, if one of them works as Nazirus, Tochel of Nazirus, then let it work upon me as Nazirus. And if not, Lo Tochel of Nazirus, let it not work upon me as Nazirus. In other words, he said, I'm willing to abide for whatever you guys ask. You know, I experimented. You know, I took it and said, in that Lashon, let's see what the Lashon means. So up to you guys to decide. Okay? Amar Lo, so we said back to him, I forget who was talking to him. They said, Shmar Mishamato. Hear this, what you heard here. I mean, preserve this, what you heard here. In other words, this is a big cloud in Shas. That very often, in a class, we ask the guy, would be able to resolve the issue. But here, in most cases in Shas, we're talking about cases where the guy says, tell me what that halacha is, not based on what I had in mind, because my mind was clean slate, but rather what based objectively that halacha is. Yeah, I'm tight to the carbon, and many of them try to get that line. Shmar Shamata, but I think it's just as good as any other pshat. Okay. Now, the following Gemara, the next about 10 lines, I said very simple pshat being given by the Achronim here. I don't like any of them very much. So I'll give you my own pshat. Okay? You have been warned. Okay? A person says, what a person says, hey. Now we have it in our Mishnah, right? It says, hey, but it says, hey, I raise a nazir. So, but it's not that simple. Hey, Shimon bar Bavi Shimon Yochum said, that's only Shurua Nazirim Ovin Lefonov. Nazirim Ovin. If he said, when he saw it, when Nazirim were going for him, Vamar Noveh, he said, oh, Zershe. Right? He said Noveh. Now, the Rishai Torah so, throws in the words throws the words lo amar noveh mal. In other words, if he said the nazirim passing from him, I said hey noveh, I want to be handsome, and if you the indication is like them, there's the nazir. But what if he didn't say noveh, he just said hey, what's the status? What does he say? Zem mali galim. Is he making fun of them? But basically, you know what that means, making fun of them? Hey, I think so. I can't say. He says a hey, when he says in the Zirim walking in front of him, and it's possible, what is it taking language, the Havim here, that he's saying, ha ha, ha ha, hey, ha ha, right? Maybe he's mocking him and saying, look at these guys, ha ha. He doesn't mean to be a nose, he just means to say, ha ha, right? Or does he talk to me? Oh, hey, come on, son. I want to be like them. So he says, hey, without Noveh. If he says Noveh, and then you see him walking in front of him,
So for sure he had in mind to become a Nazir. What if he says, hey, the Nazir walking in front of him, is he making fun of him or accepting Nazirs? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Shmuel said, perhaps he meant something else. Rabbi said, Al-Abai, hey, come on, son, Al-Abai, should be holy like Nazir. But not if he wanted to be a Nazir. Oh, or does it talk to me, the hey, no, the Nazir, they want to be the handsome or holy or whatever it is, like this, like this Nazir. Now, the Gemara goes on. That's the Gemara that actually doesn't answer this question. It's not clear whether when the Nazir walked in front of him, what exactly he meant. Not clear. Even though the Mishnah said hey is a raised Nazir, but it's not clear exactly what a hey means. The Bavli Taka says if hey the Nazir walked in front of him, that Taka means that he is a Nazir. But if he says hey no, it's only if he's holding onto his hair, Bavli says. Because then hey Noah means be Noah in the hair. Be Noah in the hair, that taka has to do with the Zeus. But opening the front of is not enough. Now, in the next line, the part of the Mishnah, which says, the person says, Harani Kosei is a Nazir. So there, the Bavli requires both. Both opening the front of, and he holds his hair. Says, Harani Kosei. It's not enough to hold his head. It's not enough to see him walk in front of him. Need both. So for a hey, you need to see him walk in front of him. Yerushalmi's not clear. Yerushalmi says, even if he says, hey, to see him walk in front of him, maybe it's not sufficient. I guess the inference is maybe he has to be holding onto his hair at the same time. According to the Bavli, Prince says, hey, no, there, I want to be handsome, even if he has to be holding onto his hair, otherwise it doesn't work. I'm not sure, I don't remember if the Bavli says, it works even if the Nazir don't want walk in front of it, but for sure he has to be holding onto his hair. When it says Arani Kozeh, no, that's enough. No, that is enough. Now, if he's holding onto his hair, but ain't there, that's enough. He doesn't have to have the Nazir walk in front of him. When Arani Kozeh, then he needs both conditions. He needs both that the Nazir walk in front of him, and he's holding onto his hair. Now the Yerushalmi is going to ask, what's the status about Arani Kozeh? Says Yerushalmi, it says Harani Kozeh, what are you talking about? Now, this is my interpretation again. It doesn't say in Yerushalmi we switched topic conversation, but it seems clear to me that that's the case. My Kozeh, what are you talking about? Each of my Noveh, if it says Harani Kozeh Noveh, I want to be handsome like that Nazir. Although I can imagine the same case really is the first case of Harani Noveh where the people are, Noveh where the Nazirim are walking in front of it. In the Tavos Besorah, if it's talking about where specifically where he's grabbing onto his hair, and that's why Harani Kozeh works. But yeah, didn't we learn Harani Kozeh? If a person says Harani Kozeh, instead of a meter Rabbi Yossi, I think it should be Varma Rabbi Yossi Rechani. Rabbi Yossi said, in Betavas Bisaro, if he's holding onto his hair Varma Harani Kozeh, then for sure he's a Nazir. But it sounds like that's Rabbi Yossi's Chinish. Not the pshat in the Mishnah. What Rabbi Yitzchak said, you should know, whatever the Mishnah said in Harani Kozeh, I'm telling you, but if he's holding on for his hair when he said Harani Kozeh, for sure he's a Nazir. No doubt about that. So that, okay, fine. So that means, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak is a Nazir if he's holding on to his hair, and that's his commentary outstrinsic to the Mishnah. But what does Harani Kozeh mean in the Mishnah? Right, can't mean Tov and Sorrow, because Rabbi Yisrael has no Chiddush, right? So what are we talking about when a guy says Harani Kozeh? He also, we said, Boimer ain't Noe Kozeh, and then he said Harani Kozeh. And Nazir was walking in front of him, and he said, there's nobody as handsome as a Nazir. I want to be like that. Then we say that that's sufficient to make him a Nazir. So the Yerushalmi actually is coming to the conclusion, not like the Bible. The Bible says Harani Kozeh, he's got to both hold on to his hair, and he's got to have a Nazir walk in front of him. Yerushalmi says holding on to his hair works by itself. That's Rabbi Yisrael's Chiddush. And the Mishnah's Chiddush is, if a Nazir is walking in front of him, and he said, not just Harani Kozeh, but he said, Ein Noveh Kozeh, Harani Kozeh, there's nobody's answer to this, I'm like this person,
That is enough to make him a nazir. Okay? Says the Gemara further, again, this story about a case where we can't, we're not at, we ask him, he says, I don't know, whatever you tell me. Where we ask him and he lets us know, obviously we don't have this whole issue. Okay. Nazik, Naziach, Paziach. These languages for Nazir. These are languages which Rishonim chose. Ain Rishus the Bielos Evil End is nothing else which we can lose, use as language of Nazirus. But Tanya Bar Kapar and Rav Kapar say Cheres, that there's a concept of, there's a language for a Karba. Did I skip? I'm sorry, I skipped. For Tanya Rav Kapar, Raziach Iziach, which are other Lashonis for Nazir, and Mishael, you're right, those additional Lashonis, Shebril and Mishnayis, these are also languages which are chosen by the Mishnayis because Ruchi was a Tana, and Rishus the Bril Zivalein. But it's not just Rishonim mentioned in Mishnah, but even other Tanoim, such as Ruchi, who made the Brisa, that also is Lashonis in the series. He says, "Mars, that all there is." But I about say, "Cheres." That Cheres is a language of Korba. Now, it's nothing to do with Nazir. We're on a tangent here. But one can make something Korba by saying language of Cheres. Now, the Gemara is on a tangent because they about Korbanis on the Zeros, and then Gemara goes into a tangent on the tangent. Where it says, "How does Cheres mean a Korba? Lo chas, but doesn't Cheres mean Pachar, right?" So it says, "Marvizel loshagabo." No, it's a language of something on high. Paimel cheres lo yizrach. The cheres is the sun. So I mean, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells the sun not to shine. So therefore, since language of something which is in Shemaim, it means something which is dedicated to Shemaim, i.e., a korban. Amrei Shemim, Lo Shemim, Lo Shemim, something else. Lo Shemumasu. Cheres means something in Hebrew, but not in some foreign language, it means carbon. Amazir says, Lashon Nevatiu. Who? It's in the Nabataean language. You know, Kaila Chaspa Kaspa. They use the word Chaspa for silver. And silver is precious. And carbon is also precious. Amazir said, came back to Nazirus. All this might be true in other places. Meaning that, in a place where this is not actually the spoken language. But if it actually, the spoken language has a Nazir base as, you know, its own term. In other words, the language is used on Mishnah universally good, euphemisms. But if you're in a country where that is the actual euphemism, even though it's not, you know, not all euphemisms are applicable there, so that of course works. On or on, may otherwise say, Nazir psilis. I don't know what language psilis means in Nazir. But when somebody said, it's like the word hermit in English, I don't know. When somebody said Nazir is a psilis, they know Nazir is not a Nazir. Of course, whatever language is the, whatever term is the proper English translation will work for that, in that country. The Lashonis of Chazal are additional Lashonis which are universal euphemisms no matter what country it is. Right, it's not a human. It's actually a Nazir itself. Which question? Yeah, he was wrong. I mean, Yitzhak Cheres means Cheres, right? Yitzhak Cheres min Chasba. No, our question was wrong. Yitzhak Cheres min Chasba. Saying Cheres actually means other things in other languages, or it can mean sun, which in and of itself would have a different connotation. What? Yeah, no, because that was a tangent. So Cheres is not a language of Osava for Nazi, it's language of Osokarb. Right. Oh, you mean because it's that in Lashon? Oh, I see. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I guess if that's the answer I want to say, Rabbi Yosef is saying, when Clemens Achaim knows the place of Karb is called the Cheres, so then it's a valid Lashon. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tari Beshamim, Ben Kinuyim Asuri. Euphemisms and euphemism for euphemisms are Asur. Beshamim, Kinuyim Asuri, euphemisms are Asur. Kinuyim, euphemisms of Yusur, euphemisms, the term are permissible. Hi, don't inu, kinuyim, what's the euphemism of euphemism? Alright, Bob Razavta, instead of saying Nazik, he says Manzaka, or Manzikna, or Machzana, In other words, he makes up language, he distorts on the distortion. Rabbi Ezra said, that's not the a euphemism. It's a distorted language, but it's kinui itself. You don't remember midarono. The person says he's neder as midarono. A different usage. Shemino nozir. Ilu minazrono. If he says minazrono, is there not considered being a zirus? Kramer mechazona. Isn't that when he says mefarzona? It's all the same thing. So that's a kinuye kinuye. Eilan enu kinuye kinuye. What's kinuye kinuye? Al dat Rav Yitzchak and Rabbi Yossi. Hadoi, it's like the last case in the Mishnah. The thing where it says areli tziporit. First says he wants to bring birds. Right? Mer mer nozir chorim eno nozir. Right? Mer says it's a nozir because he holds kinuye kinuye birds. Are not even a language of nausea, right? It's a euphemism for a euphemism, right? Because it's twice removed. It's not a language of nausea. Nothing to do with the zeros. Birds connote on the zeros. So that's a kinuye kinuye. So it's not a distortion of the word nausea, but rather something which could connote the zeros remotely. And that is, it's a machlokas. Where a man says that kinuye kinuye of saying I want to bring birds makes the guy nausea. Karmim ain't no nausea. It's not considered being nausea. Okay. We'll stop here for today. Oh, no, one more, five more words. I'm Rabbi Chiyochum Shem Kinuy Kinuyim. That's the machlokas of Kinuy Kinuyim. Okay. Yes? A Mitzorah. But you can't make yourself a Mitzorah. I mean, you could try, but it's not advisable. But other Mitzorahs, no. Are you glad that's. Oh, you'll let this... No, Carmen Olivier is not birds. What? Can you bring birds as in a double? Huh? Yeah, it's an Olas Oaf. Could be you can. Yeah. That's a good point. I'm not sure. I guess we assume that that's what he meant by. You're right. But I think he can be Oaf, Olas, and double.